Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. You're listening to this show for your love.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. When you talk about religious or politics, it usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy, just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain, not the kind you see on television like the wires of an Atlanta or basketball wire. I'm trying not to put a division line among the people, but to unite all people. I just want you to know that I walk this path with you, not as a leader, but as a companion and a friend. And the topic of this show is giving is the best communication. Scripture that we will come from is Genesis chapter 9 and verse 12 through 14. But I would like to open up with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help us to keep gathering together before you as sheep of your pastures. We came together to praise you, to praise for your love that brought Christ from above, to honor your most holy name. We keep this memory of occasion in our hearts. This I pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
As it is written, eyes have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. God have revealed his word, his Spirit to me, and show me who I am. I love you, Father. This is my testimony.
Here's my testimony. So can you please just dwell with me? Something that you probably relate to. Something that you mentally done been through. I was fatherless, my mama raised two daughters, one boy. Though I knew my dad, situation my mama had with him, kept him from raising me like he probably wanted to. Only 11 on my own, trying to get my mind renewed. And though he loved me, didn't feel he showed me, my mind was lost. Path has just begun, and I'm standing on my testimony. If I just keep my tongue on what I said I'm on, then I'll receive, I'll read my soul, and I just give you all the glory, cause you show me, you show me. Sacrificial lamb for me, so I confessed and was baptized, received the gift of the Spirit, became the temple of God, so I yield to him as he dwells in me, and wash away my sins as I confess on thee. Now I rejoice in my tribulations, speak
speaking the truth over my situation.
That in Yahweh's name, whatever I claim will be established unto me. And for his kingdom,
in my hands he delivered lions.
That's how I know that I'm gonna beat this giant.
You can never take, never take my faith away.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard a testimony from Fellow Soul with a great song. And the topic of the show today is giving is the best communication. And the scripture that we will come from is Genesis chapter 9, verse 12 through 14. And we're going to be talking about the rainbow covenant. And chapter 9 in Genesis. In verse 12, and it reads, "And God added, this is the sign of the covenant that I am giving between me and you and every living soul that is with you for the generation to time indefinite. My rainbow I do give in the clouds, and it must serve as a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. And it shall occur that when I bring a cloud over the earth, then the rainbow certainly appear in the clouds." I don't know, most of y'all know what is the rainbow covenant, but that's just the covenant that God made between man and earth, that he would not bring ruin to the earth with water like he did the last time. And I think that's a beautiful thing, the communication that he had between us, to see it, to make a sign in the sky, a rainbow, to notify us that he would not do that again. And that's his way of communicating with us. And, you know, see, we live in a treacherous, disloyal world. People use a sly promises and insincere expression of affection to devour someone. See, empowerment is the key to handling assault or destruction. See, the strong will always oppress the weak, and the rich will always exploit the poor. No matter how strong they are, there's a limit to what they can do. See, we as disadvantaged peoples are trapped in an unfair world. We work tirelessly to reap a just reward for all our hard work. Injustice dominates our lives and dictates it will always be this way. Because sometimes we don't make something work at that time. That don't mean you fail, because you didn't produce what you want at that moment. You have to keep pushing until you get your result. You must have patience and the will to keep going. See, bad impulse dominate our life and forbid us to see clear. See, we embrace the confidence of silence to deliver us from the tendency to engage in the battle of something positive. We must become dissatisfied with empty quarters of our hearts and learn how to forgive freely ourselves and others. You know, tell yourself, sometimes it gets hard on this journey in life. So many crossroads, not knowing which way to go. But I pray all roads lead back to God. Yes, there will be a few wrong roads you take. You should be looking for the sign to direct you back on the right path. You don't want to get lost out here and be left alone. So keep asking direction to God's mercy. Some animals have been created with a remarkable ability to hibernate and survive the harshness of a cold winter and extended period of food shortage. As people, we have some of these traits. We put ourselves to sleep. We hibernate who we are on the inside because we are beneath other people's opinion of us. So we become like the dead leaves that's fallen off the trees. And we just lying under the piles of leaves and waiting for someone to rake them off of us. As your fears absorbing moisture beneath the dead leaves, the soil been nourishing you with life and waiting for growth. But fears is smothering you, is smothering your life and overlapping you without a way to manifest your greatness. You haven't yet discovered about yourself because it wasn't no one to encourage you what you long to become. See, without sunlight and water and regular love, you will not grow healthy in life. Without someone to see the life there. But we live in a time where people who may have good intentions but who lack the power to carry them out. The reality is this. Many people do find it very difficult to put faith in anybody's promise because there are some feelings for past to you. Best to stay away from. And some of them say, I have problems controlling my temper. I'm a total failure. I can't do anything right. I'm always sad. There's no joy in my life. I cry myself to sleep. I cannot forget my pain or bury what's unpleasant. When we are not ready to face a situation or we believe it is unimportant, we put it out of our mind. When you are stressed or pressured, you're likely to try to forget the problem. The thing we want most is often the thing we resist. Ignore the blessing or deny the truth about where you are in life. How do you move out of the past and beyond the fear that's what happened before to what happened again? Unimportance will misguide godness and latch on to anything equivalent of tender affection. The pain what was inflicted in your life could have been from your mother or your father mistreating you because they was on drugs or alcohol or been hurt in their own childhood. The same way how they treated you was the same way somebody treated them. So they only learned what was taught to them. See, the mind is a vicious cycle. Disappointment and pain allow fear to destroy your love. One reason is because we allow other people's pain to become your life, and we accept the responsibility to live up to their weakness. You can't be two peoples at the same time, so you manifest their weakness as a strength, only to prove how desperately you are misguided. Stop trying to run away from yourself because you cannot. See, you must monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. Most of your pain is self-chosen. We find reason not to do some things in our life because we don't believe in ourselves. The starting point to take back your control is to put back the love what somebody took out of you. And how you begin is by creating a relationship with your God and forgive whoever was not understanding of your kind heart. See, the walls is in your life there for protection against people who claim to love you. Until you step over into love, you will not be able to grow and prevail in confidence because you harness bitterness. That's what feeds your doubt. The question is, where do you want to be when it comes to your emotions? In the driver's seat or in the passenger seat? Avoid becoming paralyzed with fear. Hold fast to what is fine. Be determined to please God. If you doesn't get any God word and take it to the heart, you will go blind to people's cry for help or become cold-hearted to others. You must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. See, God's kind heart was not unfailing in reaching your darkest moment. Only you can be displeased with your destination. And only you can add a step in the walk of life. See, God's Spirit will pick you up and carry you until you are able to walk. Obviously, we jeopardize our greatness because we are afraid to step into our dreams and take on the voices we hear in our head. People saying, you can't do it, you're not good enough, and you don't belong here. Until you break up with doubts, strength does not come from you winning your struggle. Developing your strength when you go through hardship and decide not to surrender, that's your strength. It's not the knockdowns that define us, but how many times you bounce back. What kind of name are you making for yourself? Analyze the detail of the obstacles, how you overcame them, how a new chapter to your life is being written. What will it say? What will be recorded in people's minds of your life? And become all, break the oppressor's opinion of you. And stop letting someone else's opinion become your reality. And stop letting your greatness be cut short from someone else's pain. If we take time to be zealous and not jealous, we can have impacts on people's lives. When you see train tracks, if you wonder how far these tracks go, you are one of many that will not be able to see life to the fullest because you're disillusioned with all the pains in your life. Not able to look through your spiritual eye at life. See, if you had a spiritual eye, the question shouldn't be how far these tracks go, but how many people died laying these tracks. So many people can't see the sacrifice what was made. Did you ever wonder? My name was being treated with disrespect. When you see homeless people, you start judging appearance, talking about the outward appearance, never taking a second, just wondering about what kind of heart they have. Instead, you see them being weak and not bearing fruit. Somewhere in life, God took the shield from their circumstances so that we can grow also. Let us let them know that I walk this path with you, not as a leader, but as a companion and a friend. The question is, where do I want to be when it comes to my emotions? In the driver's seat or the passenger seat? You know, life cuts so deep, you must be able to heal quick or be able to have patience to heal before you encounter another cut from this cruel world. Direct your heart successfully, no matter how unlovable or worthless they seem. Now, therefore, keep reaching towards their cry for help. Give them your time to push forward, to enable their hectic impulse to fulfill and remember the kind act of love you poured out your heart, expressing deep sorrows. See, if you doesn't get any God word and take it to the heart, you will go blind to people's cries for love. And you will, you're going to have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. And don't feel worthless or over discouraged. If you stumble, get up and move forward. Such love does not grow in shallow soil. You have to contend with your own imperfection, including a church's heart. As you take the liberating power of love, yes, the way of integrity is not without its challenges. It is the only way to everlasting life. See, in true freedom, it's a terrible thing to live without love. The conscience that would die unless you step over into love. See, powerful emotions are involved. Are you willing to overlook past wrong? See, the good we do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Love would entail us to venture to faraway gateways to life's unanswered questions. Now, ask yourself, when was the last time I loved? See, until you expire, you should not take away your integrity from yourself. See, when trouble comes, then dishonor will come. self-doubt will discourage your motivating spirit. See, love starts out like a blank sheet of paper. And as we fill this blank sheet with decision, action, and experience of life that shape our individuality and personality. See, God knows you hide your love in your pain. And people fail to realize the seriousness that you can add meaning to this world if you can transform hate to love. See, getting unstuck makes the mark how you have the power to change your life. By unleashing your pain, recognize what was put in you and not what was did to you. Being flexible and submitting a legitimate reason to respect unavoidable criticism. Stop holding people accountable for your deeply grieved, damaged heart. Embrace a transforming attitude of what might weigh you down so you can grow and prevail in life. Stop trying to run away from yourself because you cannot. You must work on yourself and monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. Most of your pain is self-chosen. You must have two hearts, one for the old you and one for the new you. Everyone at times finds it hard to obey. You have to learn to be obedient in the mind. See, hope don't require no explanation. You must imprison anything that contradicts your potential. See, fear is here to fulfill your emptiness, not your need. You have to find some keys in life to empower yourself. It starts with self-commitment and how to put strength into unpleasant experiences. The key to true freedom is independence from other people's opinion of you. You know, glaucoma can steal up to 90% of your vision in one eye without you being aware of it. All of us have a natural occurring blind spot, and that's the eye of life. But we call this the spiritual eye. This eye foresee the end of result. That's just like if you buy a house, and to everybody else, it's beat down and ragged out. Now, it looks useless and no good. But that spiritual eye can see how it will look if you do some work to it. Spiritual eye will be able to look beyond what everybody else cannot see. That's the beauty hidden in the dark. The most common kind of glaucoma is slow and steady, and without any warning, cause damage to the nerve structure that connect the eye to the brain. This is the spot on the pupil where your nerve is devoid of light-sensitive cells. So your spirit is the same way. If you do not get any God word and take it to the heart, you will go blind to people's cry for help or become cold-hearted to others. So you must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. We all know that one person, that every time you see them, they complain about something or somebody, just a negative person. This person becomes like glaucoma, slow and steady, and without any warning, cause damage to your relationship you have with your God, our Creator. See, the darkened individuals cannot see the whole picture or make discernment about a situation. They can't make a clear decision about everyday problems that occur in life. For example, let's say this. If you drive in your car and the tire starts shaking, you pull to the side of the road because your lug nuts is coming off and you only have one holding on. Now, you can't figure out what to do. The only thing you need to do is take one lug nut off each tire. This will give you four. So always try to look out your spiritual eye. First, you have to repent and be merciful and willing to forgive. To affirm ourselves how desperately we need ourselves to destroy him. See, the ultimate challenge is to keep conquering the evil by controlling the anger. See, this type of thing keeps your heart unlocked so that you can live. See, that inner child in you, what was hurt at a point in your life where the pain is confusing your judgment. Now it is taking your life. So now you're making choices that hurt in every step in your life. Picking bad relationships. People abusing your body and your mind. And people telling you that you can't make it in this world without them. And nobody wants you. You need to switch the mind game and ask them, why are you with me? They will try to give you a crazy answer like, I feel sorry for you. The darkened individuals cannot see your glory. Ask yourself, what it take to do further research to drive myself? Become unsatisfied letting limitation have its way with your decision. It only hinders you from receiving your blessing. Your kids' consideration deserve your most careful attention you have because their role model is the parent. That's who they need to show their greatness to is you. So they work hard to impress you. So we get tied up in everybody else's problems and forget about the blessing. The only thing they want is to make you happy. That you let your problem affect your child's dreams. When you look into your child's eyes, do you see your pain in them? If so, let it go because that's what you will put in them. Do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. Learn how to let go of things in your life so that you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet discovered about yourself. So please, put it not into your kids, but put it into your strength so you can outrun any bad situation in life. Children are like young plants that develop and thrive when nurtured regularly with love and attention. They need water and sunlight to grow just as plants do. Love and attention lay a firm foundation for your child to develop and become responsible and mature adults. So they start to act out because they don't have nobody to see their greatness. That's when they start wondering, do people really care about me? So could them serve as a sign that it's no helper, it's pointless. So they try to take charge of their life. Your kids, they try to intrude their presence upon this world. They feel like that's the only way to reaffirm reality. It's by fighting, smoking, and having sex. Now, they separate their emotions, and when you start challenging them, that's when you realize your kids have changed. So you didn't get the chance to tell your kids how important for you to show them that you love them and give them the best side of you to see and not the worst side of you to see. Now, they became a threat to your confidence. Only then they think you would consider them having a stable place in life. See, what a person learns or does not learn during childhood can affect his future abilities. Such studies indicated that early childhood is critical time for developing the brain function necessary to handle information, expressing emotion normally, and become proficient in language. But pushing small children too hard and too fast to stop them striking a reasonable balance and understanding or to follow instruction. They may not be fast learning, but they is thorough learning. See, if you make a child feel loved and connected, brain development will follow. Infants delight in making you do something over and over, such as picking up a toy that they drop. Infants have an extreme short attention span, so play only when they seem to enjoy it. So now, as a parent, stop putting your pain into your kids. Giving is the best communication for your kids. If you want to call into the show and participate on the topic today, only thing you got to do is dial 213-559-2995. When you press number 1, will indicate that you would like to be a part of the discussion or you would like to add on to something that you experience in life. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You'll listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. We just heard Nothing Just Happened from T.D. Jakes. Now, Hip Hop National Honor Roll, we had this new segment that we recognize the kid for their hard work in school and doing a great job. You know, so caller, if you are there online, will you state your name and where you're calling from? We accept all genre of music, gospel, hip-hop, pop, rock, country. We are hip-hop with a twist, and the only thing we ask of you to keep it clean. And we can get the word out on your music and to your new fan base. You know, just upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. like I say, if you want to participate with the show tonight, just call. Just dial 213-559-2995.
Is that any caller on the line? Dog. And we have a gentleman that has his hand up. Caller, 229-310. State your name and where you're calling in from, please.
My name is Karan Johnson. I'm calling from Shelman, Georgia.
Welcome.
Hey, Karan, how you doing? Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Thank you, Brad.
Young man, I would just like to give you a chance and opportunity to express yourself, all the hard work that you're doing in school, and to notify the audience. The artists, what type of awards that you have received so far?
Well, I just graduated from the 8th grade at Cooper Middle School in Austell, Georgia. And next year I will be attending as a freshman to McEachern High School in Powder Springs, Georgia. I received, in 5th grade, I'm sorry, there, I was entered into the Junior Beta Club, and I was an officer there for that year. This was the only year I could be a part of the Junior Beta. But so far I haven't received any, like, notable awards, but, I mean, I keep good grades in school. I have A's and B's. Some hobbies of mine, I like to play baseball. I'm a graphic designer. I love doing computer work. So that's a fun hobby. I usually sell my graphics online to other people that are interested in buying them. I also like drawing. And mainly, there's not much to me. I'm just a basic kid that likes school.
You say that you're a basic kid just like school. You're a little bit more basic than our other kid because, you know, like I say, most kids, the first thing they say, well, I don't like school that much. But you seem to be taking things to another level in your life. What pushes you and motivates you to do good in school? What is your why? You try to work hard and to achieve something.
Well, I try because we, as an agency, we're the future leaders, entrepreneurs, businessmen, and CEOs. And we quite frankly, I mean, our generation isn't trying. Like, we aren't taking growth of the doors that are open or that are given to us. So I guess I want to be the person that does.
Okay. And that is very remarkable, young man. You know, because for you not to present your greatness to this world, we will miss out on something great in life. It seems like that you headed to some great things in the future that you're trying to achieve. And it seems to be that you're trying to help people in the process. You say you're an entrepreneur, that's a great thing to do. To always to say to yourself that it's possible to achieve your goals in life. And I just want to commend you for speaking about that thing, about those qualities that you have inside of you that you're trying to unleash. And you keep working hard at your dreams.
I will, thank you.
Well, let me say this to him, John. You know, I give you my award. This is Raw Dog. You have made me proud because I hear in your voice an energy. I hear in your voice strength. You know, and I see that you're a leader, not a follower. And I love that. Don't let anybody stop you. The only person that can stop you is you. And I don't think you are going to get in your own way because you make me proud. You know, I'm an elder, and I love to hear positive young people. And especially when you have your head to the sky, not to the streets, but to the sky. And that's where you got to focus is, you know, becoming one of the icons as far as a man, a male, you know, to be a respected individual. And you hear that in your conversation, and I appreciate it. I love it, and I'm wishing you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
Yes, and I noticed the young man was very humble when he said he just was an ordinary kid. But he gave a lot of great points about the things that the young youth is not taking taking granted of the all the opportunities out there for the young kids. And I see this young man is taking the appropriate steps to get to the next level in life to achieve the goals. And, you know, like I say, it's make me proud to hear a young man speak that way. I think Rawdog said something that really touched me also, that, you know, he is an elder and that he respects and hear that great leadership in your voice, that you's a leader. You got your head to the sky, not to the street. And that's a great thing, young man. And I want to commend you for that.
Thank you.
And that's what Hip Hop Nation is about, is trying to reach young men like you. To reach one, to teach one. And I see that you're a very teachable young man and willing to grow in life. And, you know, like I say, I'm proud to be associated with a young man like you. And you can come visit Hip Hop National Radio whenever you get ready. Like I say,
I plan on doing that.
No? Okay, then. That's great, young man. And we want you to keep that work up. Is there anyone that
you know what? I felt like when you were saying that us two older people are going to have tears of pride because there's hope. You know what I mean? There is actually hope. We hear so many negative things from young people, and young people thinking that the road to success is not by education, but by, you know, some flick of the lights and getting stardom. But I like the way that he is tackling becoming educated to the point where he can pick the road he wants to go. To talk about, hey, you know, he likes graphic design and, you know, working on the computer. You know, he's picking up an instrument to which he can further himself, and his mind can just travel in creativity. You know, that's a beautiful thing. And as like, you know, I heard John's voice, it kind of quivered. Mine kind of quivered, because guess what? We love touching young folks like you, being in touch with, you know, and hearing. And then we go back, and it makes our week worthwhile because there is hope. You give us hope. Don't think that you haven't given a gift that us older people look for every day. And you brought it our way today. Now, I'm not trying to keep blowing air at you and your head puffing up. I'm just being real. So, you know, hey, I hope whatever we've said today makes your head rise higher next week as you do what you've got to do and you keep on being on that path of trying to be all you can be. And, you know, hey, pass the handkerchief.
Rodog, I think you covered a lot about this young man, that his entrepreneurial skills, that he out there networking, talking to people and getting involved and be able to get his communication skills up. And so I see that this man is very communication is very up to point. And unlike the young man,
us old folks, you know what we call it. He's not slicking and tricking. He's trying to do it the right way, you know, and nothing else in our hearts do we want to hear, because guess what? The right way is not the easiest, but it's the best feeling. You know, the gratification from trying to do it the right way, you sleep at night, you eat good, and you can smile. And a smile is a wonderful thing to just have naturally as you go through the day, you know? And this young man, I think next week, John, when we're on this other talk show with Poetic, we'll have him to think about as we try to touch other people in the music industry, so we can get that character and we can get that point of, hey, there are the limits that I will go, but hey, intelligently I will travel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, Rondell. And like I said, I'm a proud person today to be able to sit down and talk to a young man and have his mind in the right mindset mentally, ready to attack this world and deal with the problems. And, you know, like I say, it's really pushing me to get to the, I got to get to another level now. So I may not have a job in a few months from now.
I hear that. But let me do this.
I may not have
We got one more hand up. So let me bring that caller in too. Caller, 229-726. State your name and where you're calling in from.
How y'all doing? Raw Dog, my man John, man, the king of the jungle. How y'all doing?
Quinn, yes, fine, yes, welcome.
Oh yeah, man. I hear y'all telling the young man, you know, how to live and how to be out there and how to, you know, permit himself of what he wanna do. I didn't hear the whole thing, but I got hair for it, you know. It slipped my time. I didn't know it was 8 o'clock. But I hear what y'all was saying, and my thing goes out to you too, young man. I mean, what they saying, man, take that, man, because that's some real knowledge, man. Take that, you know what I mean? Them two older guys, you know, they done been out there. They don't experience the things, man, you know what I'm saying? And you're going to go out there and experience the things as well. But, you know what I'm saying, what they're telling you is that be on the right road and go down the right road, man. You know, don't let nobody influence you. Don't let nobody turn you into a cripple. You know, that's what Ray Mama told him on the movie. He said, don't let nobody turn you into a cripple. So, you know, don't let nobody turn you into a cripple, man. I mean, be a man. Everything you do, bro, be a man. If you go out here and you get yourself in something, be a man. Don't run from it. Be a man. Everything. Whatever you do, man, be a man. Because it pays off in the end. It really do. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's what I got to say to you too, young man. You know what I mean? Them two older guys over there, you know, they ain't going to get no older than what they already are, you know what I mean? And they telling you real stuff, man, because, you know, I listen to them guys as well, so, you know. My thing goes out to you too, brother.
Quinn is such a young whippersnapper, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know we love you, Quinn. And you know what?
Oh, yeah,
I'm glad that
you
called in.
Oh, yeah, man. Definitely. Oh, yeah, man. Oh yeah, man! I love all y'all, man, and y'all. Like I said, man, y'all doing good shows, man. Y'all be doing real good, man. I like to sit around and talk about, you know, saying things like that, man, because, you know, we need that, man. You know what I mean? We need that. We need that in mind, man, because, you know, a lot of people done ended up on the wrong road. A lot of people done had some good opportunities and messed it up and went down the wrong road. So, you know what I'm saying? We encourage. I'm young. We all the courage. I'm young myself, and I teach myself not to go down the wrong road. You know, so I mean, I encourage young, old, everybody. You know what I'm saying? We might not live forever, but do live right while we have the time, the hour, and the moment. Feel right while we have while we can.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you for your input. I'm taking everything y'all saying. Thank you. Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah, appreciate it. Oh, hey, well, you know, it's
a pleasure. And the thing we telling you is because that what you manifest in your short period of time being here, what you brought to the table with the discussion that we had tonight, and you heard that leadership skill, that what's in you. You know, always take your position, young man. And we see that you're a born leader. And you keep fighting for that for that position. And like I say, you know, be a man about the situation, how, you know, how problems, you know, that occur in your life, and try to resolve these kind of problems in a righteous way. And always keep God in the forefront, whatever you do.
Oh, that's always. That's a must.
Okay, that's great, man. That's a must. And, you know, like I say, that's a must. And like I say, we hear me and Raw Dog and Quinn, now, we're a little bit older, and we trying to learn ourselves. It's a struggle with us also, but when we hear as a young man, as yourself speak, you know, that encourages us to have hope, and that, you know, to work, to keep working on ourselves also. And the work is never finished. So you can always better your best. And
that's
as long
right.
as you're living.
As long as you're living, you're going to learn something new every day. Some of it's scary. And some of it is just overwhelming, okay? And the whole thing about it, we keep saying man, but we want, you know, to understand. We all try to just be good human beings, righteous individuals, you know? You know that old phrase in the Bible, you know, if you get hit on one cheek, turn the other cheek? That's real. That's really real. It's not being a coward, and it's not being, you know, as they put it in the young people's words, a punk. It's being a person that can say, okay, I can take what you dish, but guess what? There's no tomorrow for this to happen again. You know, it's like that. You know, some people you just have to write off on the list and say, hey, I just can't be around. You know, because I'm going to tell you like this, hey, at times, the path that you're going to walk, you're going to find out, hey, you're the only one walking that path. Everybody else has got their own directions they're going, you know? And you're going to find, hey, guess what? There doesn't seem to be light at the end of the tunnel, but with hard work and what have you, and just taking the steps one at a time to get where you're trying to go, you'll see the light at the end of the tunnel. You'll get the reward, you know? Because sometimes it just seems like, why am I doing this? Why am I being the good guy? Why am I not being like everybody else? And you'll find, you know, people around you are having real problems, health problems, court problems, you know, all kinds of issues that, hey, you'll sidestep just because, hey, you were square, okay? They used to call people that were squares, oh, people that didn't have fun. I think they changed squares to nerds. Well, let me tell you something. The nerds are making the paycheck. The squares are making the paycheck. The cool people, they're homeless. They're having a hard time adapting because, as you know, the world keeps changing and the technology keeps changing and the cost of living keeps going up. You know, those that run for the bling, run for the streets, run for the fast money, there is a person in this world that, well, as long as you live in America, you got to realize Uncle Sam is real, okay? And to have anything in this world, you've got to have credibility and credentials. The credentials will be your education, and the credibility will be the money you earn from a legitimate job. So you can have a house, have a car, have credit, okay? Don't let them fool you. You know, I saw a guy that on Facebook today that he was wearing a $10,000 watch. And I'm going, why? $10,000 in the bank, that's a better point than a $10,000 watch. You can't eat it. And if you go to pawn it, they may give you $1,000 for it. So you're not going to get your value back. So how is that a great investment? So remember these kind of things, you know, because that's why they sell things like that, so they can bump a fool in his head when he come by.
Okay.
Yes, sir, Mr. Caron. We're just trying to let you know, man, that we take this path with you not as a leader, but as a companion and a friend, you know. And that's what we're trying to do here on Hip Hop National Radio, you know. To be there on your side, you know, to let you know that, you know, you have support. And that's what Hip Hop Nation is all about, you know, and we working hard to reach young people like yourself. And like I said, you keep being the great example for young people to take it, you know, take your opportunity, what, you know, what life has in store for you, and release your great potentials, man. You always say to yourself, it's possible to do anything that you want in your life. And you keep your head up all the time, young man. So like I say, that's what it's all about. You know, we need doctors and lawyers, and everybody's not going to be a basketball player. A basketball player, a famous basketball NBA player, he need a lawyer. So, hey, man.
That's right.
He get paid too, man.
Yeah, but so, check it out. Isn't Allen Iverson broke? Child support and all of that. He's not in the NBA anymore. See,
right.
He was there. He made the money. He got caught up in the games people play, and he's broke.
That's right.
Did you see him working at McDonald's? It just doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
So it's not all cracked up to be the way it seems like, you know, The funny part about life is that, you know, until you know the other side of the coin on a person's life, they can live the high life, they can have all the tattoos and have all the pretty models and what have you, and then when their career's done, the money's gone, the models are gone, and they broke working at McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It's a big fall from grace, I'll tell you that.
Yes, definitely is. So young man, like I say, we also have shows on Monday and Tuesday, which we talk about music. Just come on at 8 o'clock, the same number that they use. Talk about different topics. And like I say, Karan, it might be a great thing for you to participate on those Monday and Tuesday shows also, because Raw Dog will always be there. He's the music director. And like I say, and, you know, we look forward to a young man like yourself to participate, you know, with Hip Hop National, you know, and like I say, to be an entrepreneur as a young man like yourself is open up a lot of doors for you. Get a chance to meet a lot of great people, because Hip Hop National have a lot of great people come through this show and visit. And you hear a lot of great men mentoring to kids and explaining certain situations about the industry and you know about all aspects of dealing with graphic designers and everything. So it'd be a great thing so that you know stay tuned in to the Hip Hop National and see what's going on with what we have going on, young man.
Well, I want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on to the show, and I want to say thank you for all the words of wisdom that y'all have shared with me tonight. And I plan on attending more of the shows on Monday and Tuesday nights after school at 8 o'clock. But, yeah, thank you for everything.
Well, hey, God bless
you. Thank you. Hey. God bless you, young man.
You made my day.
You made my day. You definitely made my day. And, like I say, you keep up the good work, young man. And I appreciate you, Quinn, for stopping by and participating with the show, man. You know, like I say.
Oh, man. You know it, man. I know it's a good show, man. Y'all, you know, you and Real Dog got something to do with it, man. Like I say, y'all guys ain't going to get no older, but, you know, y'all. Even though y'all got, I know y'all got something to do with it. I know it's a good show, man. And like I said, man, y'all telling the man, you know, y'all getting the young man some real stuff, man. Like, I mean, you know, like I told you, you know, that's from the root, you know what I mean? That ain't from the ground, you know what I mean? That's from the root. It's different from the ground and the root, you know what I mean? So y'all telling, like I said, y'all gave the man some real encouraging stuff, man. I really like that, and I hope you do what you do, man. Be the best at what you do, man.
Thank you.
Well, you know what, Quinn? You know, I love you, man. You know, God bless you. I'm glad that you came to the show. You know what?
Oh,
we're at the top of the hour now, and, hey, I think it was a great show. I appreciate all of you. John, do you have any final words?
I'll just end with a prayer and just want to thank the young man, Karan Johnson, for coming on to the show and participating with us and gracing us with his humbleness, young man that he has within himself. But I got to go ahead and take it out with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and keep asking you to help these young kids out here to keep striving to better themselves and to learn and to grow and to unleash all that greatness and their potentials and give it all what they have to make it worth it, to make it work in their life. And this I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Everybody,
amen.
Have a great night, man.
Amen.
All
God
time.
Bless y'all.
All
God
the
bless
time.
You. All right.
Victoria!